Triple M, it is The Drive Home. It's Cliff and we're all over and we're talking some TV. My goodness, what a week. From tvblackbox.com.au. Firstly, I need to ask him one of the hard questions. Steve Malk, are you there? Hello?
Yes, if that's a hard question, I'm ready for that.
No, that was just a hello. This is it. Is it true that you're going to be taking over Peter Hellyer's position or anybody else on the project desk?
No, Sarah Harris beat me to it. Sarah Harris was announced today as joining the project team for next year, stepping away from Studio 10. And so she'll effectively be filling the roles vacated by Carrie Bickmore and Lisa Wilkinson. But then last night we also got the announcement that Peter Hellyer is leaving. Now, this in itself sounds like a little bit of what the heck's going on, but the current rumour is that the project next year will actually be cut back to just a half an hour because Neighbours is going to be returning mid-2023, probably to that 6:30 slot.
Did you see that coming?
No one did, I think, apart from the people involved in the deal. Certainly most of the cast didn't. They only found out when it was announced anyway. This is a bit of a surprise, a great deal for Amazon, who have fronted up the cash. It'll be available in the UK and US on their Freevee service, which is an ad-supported streamer. And here in Australia, you'll watch it on Channel 10. And if you want to catch up, you'll have 7 days to do so. And after that, if you want to watch Neighbours, it's all going to be on Prime Video, including every episode ever.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah, that's a lot of bits and bytes.
So, I mean, this thing stopped because obviously people weren't watching it in big enough numbers. They couldn't make any dollars out of it. So what makes the new company think that they can make a go of it?
Oh, look, Amazon, first of all, aren't a broadcaster in the sense that Channel 5 were. Mm. They're a streamer in the States. In the UK and US and here as well. I think the short answer is that it's just they were able to throw Fremantle and 10 the right amount of money to keep making the show, look, albeit probably with a few limitations and some slight changes that we'll see. But it just fills out their catalogue and allows particularly the access to every episode ever for fans in the UK and Australia. That's going to be huge.
Yeah, that will be very large indeed.
How many times do you want to watch Scott and Charlene's wedding?
Do you know, I'm sure that there are people around the world that go, I can take it once more. I can hear Angry Anderson singing suddenly one more time at least. And good luck for him too. Now, Tracy Grimshaw has also got her final week on ACA. There's a one-hour ep tonight, so that's kind of a tribute thing, is it?
This is a tribute to Tracy's 17 years in the chair. So expect lots of people saying how great she was, clips of some of her big interviews and all of those sorts of things. And then tomorrow night will be Tracy's final ACA, and I would suspect the announcement of who's going to replace her I would expect a reasonably lengthy farewell monologue from Tracy as well.
Mm, someone will bring in some flowers, there'll be tears, and then they roll the credits.
There should be.
That's the way it goes. Now, listen, there was lots of laughter last night with the Paul Hogan roast. Some people got stuck into him, hell-bent and crooked, but did it rate?
Look, it rated enough to win, but I don't want to call it a win, really, because to only pull like 500,000 for the five capital cities, just over, that's hardly good business. Mm. You know, when you think about what the TV industry needs to be and should be doing in prime time, 500,000 is nothing. So, I mean, well done for winning, but I also think I'm not really sure that Australia has that kind of comedic roast culture like America does. Here we're a little bit more, you have a bit of a dig, but it's actually all in a bit of fun and we all know it and those sorts of things. Mm. To have Shane Jacobson have to reinforce to the audience so many times that it's all a bit of fun, we're not really having a go. I mean, it sounds to me like the audience didn't get the joke of it. Well, you could tell by the amount of canned laughter that was put in the edit that there might not have been a whole lot in the room.
Oh, dear. Post-production is always good, isn't it?
Yes.
We had the effluent life too with Kath and Kim. Mm. It's kind of a nostalgia week this week, isn't it? We're looking backwards with Tracy. Neighbours is coming back again. Mm. Paul Hogan, of course. That's a...
Next week, we're reanimating the corpse of Errol Flynn.
Yes.
I mean, who knows what else is coming
up? Could be. What would be your pick of the week, Steve?
Look, Cliffo, it's as we get to those sort of things that are wrapping, I mean, you can line up for all sorts of stuff. I will offer that if you haven't caught the final episode of Last Week Tonight from this season, it's on Fox Fox On Demand or on Binge if you want to see that. Honestly, I'm a big Lego fan, so I'd say go and watch Lego Bricksmas on Sunday night on Channel 9, the second part of that. Afterwards, though, I reckon next week, it comes out on Thursday, new Australian comedy, Colin from Accounts. It is side-splittingly hilarious. You'll absolutely want to check it out. It's called Colin from Accounts. It's coming to Binge. All 8 episodes will land next Thursday, the 1st of December.
Fantastic. There's lots of good stuff on the telly. Next week's going to be the last one for me, Steve-O. So maybe we can look back at maybe some of the people we've lost this year, some of the good stuff, some of the bad stuff. And then if there's anything big coming for the Christmas break, we can take a look at that as well. So there you go. Look at that. I'm giving you homework. That's nice of me, isn't it?
Is this line still working? Who is this talking?
New phone. Who dis? Yeah. Mate, thank you. TV Black Box, that's where you can find all of the goodies when it comes to TV. Steve's back next week on Triple M.